As we get ready for the Yom Tov of Pesach, so one of the discussions that the poskim have is how much matzah one has to eat on the Seder night and over the rest of Yontif. So, simply put, there's no doubt that the Gemara, the Torah, and it's, you know, Paskim Asway in the Gemara, that one is only chayev to eat one kezias of matzah on the Seder night and for the entirety of Pesach to be Yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Anytime it says in the Torah, Lashon Achila, we always say that that refers to Achila B'Kezayis. On the other hand, for example, on Yom Kippur, where it doesn't actually say a Lashon Achila, it says it's a Lashon of Inui, that a person is supposed to afflict himself, there the shear is different. It's not a Kezayis, because Chazal understood that a Kezayis, eating a Kezayis, will not, you know, alleviate the situation of affliction. So whenever you have Lashon Achila, it always refers to a Kezayis. That refers to a Kezayis of Karban Pesach on the Seder night, Bezra Hashem, when we have the Beis HaMikdash. And it will refer to a Kezayis of Matzah even this year around. When in the times where the Beis HaMikdash was standing and we ate Pesach, Matzah, and Moror together, you know, either exactly together or next to each other, depending on how you pass in the Machlokas Hillel and the Chachamim, But either way, everyone can agree that it was a Kezayis of Pesach, Kezayis of Matzah. There is a Shita of the Rush where he says maybe it's not a Kezayis of Maror, but okay, Lemaisa, it's a different discussion for a different time. So on the Leil HaSeder, Min HaTorah, a person is chayef to eat one Kezayis of Matzah. Now, Midi Rabbanan, they have significantly added to the totals because of a number of things. For example, there is the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos or Oneg Yantif, depending on the timing. So if you're on a Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're going to be chayef to eat a kezayis of bread in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of oneg for that particular special day. And therefore, on Pesach, which is also obviously a Yom Tov and can sometimes be a Shabbos, you're going to be chayef to eat bread. Now, obviously, you can't eat bread on Pesach, so the bread of the day is matzah. So it's going to be a chayef to eat an additional kezayis of matzah, perhaps, certainly, if it's difficult for someone to eat a kezayis, an additional kezayis of matzah, one can be yotzei the chiyuv of eating matzah together with the chiyuv of making the hamotzi. But l'chadchila, the Rishonim point out that there is a concept of einos in mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, and if we can differentiate between the kezayis that we are eating for hamotzi and the kezayis that we're eating for matzah, so that would be best. So if a person is capable, certainly the mavarich, the person who makes the bracha for the Seder, if he is able to eat two kezayisim of matzah, that is definitely better than just eating one kezayis of matzah. And everyone else at the table as well, if they are capable of eating more than a kezayis of matzah, then they should. Then there's going to be the mitzvah of korech. Korech is also obviously not a chiyuv min haTorah. It's a zecher l'mikdash kehillel. Right, what's the nature of the zecher is a nice discussion as well, but for now, we'll assume that it is either midrabanan or a low-level midrabanan or a minhag of some sort, and there is going to be a chiyuv to eat a kezayis of matzah for that. So if you're keeping score, we're up to three kezayisim of matzah. In addition, there is the mitzvah of eating the afikomen. The afikomen may be a mitzvah of achilas matzah, according to Rashi and the Rishbam, maybe a chiyuv of just a zecher to the Korban Pesach, or a zecher to the matzah that's eaten in conjunction with the Karban Pesach. So that would be at least another kezayis of matzah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from some poskim who write that one should eat two kezayisim for the afikomen, one a zecher to the Pesach, and one a zecher to the matzah that was eaten in conjunction with the Karban Pesach. There are also other poskim who say that you should eat two kezayisim as a zecher for something else, the Pesach and something else. So we're not going to get involved exactly with what we're talking about right now. But basically, if you are a mahader b'mitzvos in the terms of eating, and you're the type of person who eats a lot, you may want to, if you're following the Mishnah Berurah, you may want to consume five kezayisim of matzah on the Seder night. Now, obviously, this would seem to indicate that one should not be holding the largest possible kezayis, because it's going to be difficult to eat five kezayisim of matzah and also eat a meal, which you're chayef to do for the mitzvah of Oneg Yontif, for the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, if you're going to drink Dalet Kosos. So if you obviously, if you're going to be eating a huge kezayisim, then you're not necessarily doing yourself any favors in terms of achila gasa, etc., in terms of falling asleep at the Seder. You don't want to be overstuffed in that way. But nevertheless, there is midrabanan, and if you are mahadir, obviously, if you're, it's difficult for you, you can only eat one matz, one kizah. You can eat basically yotzi midrabanan with three kizesim, one for motzi matzah, one for korech, and one for afikomen. You're certainly yotzi with that. And if you want to be mahadir, then you can eat five kizesim matzah, two for motzi matzah, one for korech, and two for the afikomen. Now, there is a Lashon of the Rambam who writes that that there's a Chiyav Midaraisa. The Rambam is found in Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, of Hilchos Chametzu Matzah. And he has a Lashon where he writes that there's a Chiyav to eat Matzah B'Leil Chamisha Asar. And then he says, but to eat it for the rest of the Chag, it's a Rishus, meaning obviously you can't eat Chametz, and you're going to have a Chiyav Alts Yontif and Alts Shabbos to eat bread, and therefore you're going to end up eating matzah, but that's not a matzah-based chiyuv, that's a yantif and Shabbos-based chiyuv, to eat bread, and the bread of the day happens to be matzah. So he, then he writes that, misha ochel kezayis yotza yidei chovaso. If a person eats a kezayis, once he ate a kezayis, he is officially yotze. So based on that phraseology, the formulation of the Rambam, there are those achronim who suggest that the first kezayis is the minimum that one should eat, and any additional amount of matzah that he eats is a hider mitzvah, or it's an additional kiyum of the mitzvah of achilas matzah on the Seder night. So this is discussed. I recently heard a shiur from Rav Asher Weiss about this. He gave a shiur on hider mitzvah, and he spoke out this inyan and tried to compare it to the idea that the Gemara writes, where the Anshi Rishalayim used to walk with their Dalad Minim all day, and they would be, or the mitzvah that we like to blow 100 kolos after we're certainly yotze, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, after a minimal amount. So similarly, there's an additional level of kiyum to be mahadir, to eat more than a kezayis of matzah on the Seder night. So if you're eating five kezayisim, so based on the lashon of the Rambam, you would be yotze additional mitzvos, more so than just the first achila of a kezayis. There's another possible way to understand it, but we'll leave it for now. Just point out that I once saw in Rav Nevensal's Haggadah, Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeh, where he has an additional way of learning the Rambam, where he just says that it's not really a secondary kiyum of the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So he says that rather it's just the idea of hider mitzvah, and therefore he wanted to suggest that it follows the regular rules of hider mitzvah ad shlish. And therefore eating five kezesim is maybe a kiyum of korech, it may be a kiyum of afikomen, but it's certainly not an additional kiyum of achilas matzah, because once you're mahadir ad shlish, there's really no reason to take the hider mitzvah any further than that. So based on that idea, you're still getting an additional kiyum when you eat more matzah, up to a third, and then you're being mekayim just the derabanans, you know, which is certainly worthwhile, obviously, and that's that. But it's not a every kezayis that you eat is another kiyum of achilas matzah that some of the achronim, and even, I don't know what you want to count the Maral, but the Maral, I think, writes that in, as a diuk in the Rambam in his Sefer on Pesach. And last but not least, there is the Shita, which is known as the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, although it is alluded to in a number of Rishonim, most famously perhaps the Baal HaMor, who talk about the fact that it may be a mitzvah reshus, what we call in Yeshiva Shaloshin, a mitzvah kiyumis, to eat matzah the rest of Pesach, to be Mekayim, the Lishna Dekra, all right, that you should eat matzahs for 7 days, that the Torah says you should eat matzahs for 7 days. Avada is only a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first day. But there are those who suggest that there is a mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah all 7 days. And the Netziv, in his commentary, in his Shalson Shuvas, in the Meshiv Dover, Chelik Beis Siman Ayin Zayin, he writes that according to this opinion, one who wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah the rest of Pesach should eat matzah shmura throughout the yantif in order to fulfill this mitzvah.